Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Okay, at salamat din po sa mga bumati ng ika-27th year anniversary po namin. So, 27 years na pong nagtitiis. Si Pastora Citas. 27 years. Alam niyo po, merong isang libro na na-release eh. Ang title po ng libro ay How to Change Your Wife in 30 Days. At nung na-release po itong libro na ito, 2 million copies ang nabenta in 1 week. Eh yung pala, nagkamali pala ng spelling. Yung palang intention ng author is how to change your life. Nagkamali. Hindi pala how to change your wife, how to change your life in 30 days. No? At kaya, so, nagkaroon po ng recall, nag-reissue ulit, pinalitan, ginawang how to change your life in 30 days. In 1 month po, ang nabentang libro, 3. So, ibig sabihin, ganun katindi. Katindi ang pagnanais sa mga lalaki, no, na mabago ang kanila mga misis. No? Kung paanong mangyayari yun ay isang himala. Kung paano magbabago. No, merong isang lalaki na sabi niya, ang misis ko eh, mahina ang tenga eh. Kaya lang hindi siya nakikinig. Sabi ko, magpa-check up sa doktor. Mahina ang tenga niya. Ano bang gagawin ko? Ang sabi niya, Brad, pag uwi mo sa bahay, doon pa lang sa gate, sumigaw ka na. Honey, anong ulam natin ngayon? Ayan. Pagkatapos, pagpasok mo sa sala, sumigaw ko uli, anong ulam natin ngayon? No? Pagdating sa kusina, sumigaw ko uli, anong ulam natin ngayon? At pagka hindi pa nalaman ng misis mong mahina ang tenga niya, ay ewan ko na lang. Kaya pag uwi niya po, sa tarangkahan pa lang, sabi niya, honey, anong ulam natin ngayon? Wala siyang narinig. Pagpapasok ng sala, honey, anong ulam natin? Wala pa rin. Pag sa kusina, honey, anong ulam natin? Wala. Tapos nung nandun sa may lababo yung misis niya, eh, binmulong yung mister niya. Sabi niya, honey, anong ulam natin ngayon? Sabi ng misis niya, adobo, 3 beses ko nang sinabi. So, sino pala may problema? Oh, kami na naman na may kasalanan. Ganyan naman talaga yan eh. Okay. Patawarin nyo na po. Amen? Patawarin nyo na po. Amen ba? Okay. Oh. May magtatanong sa akin, Pastor, bakit naka-turtle neck ka? No? Hindi po ako mag-apologize ngayon. Hindi naman ako nakaputi eh. Anyway, so, buksan natin po yung mga Bibles natin. And let's read our passage for today. So, the topic for today is Secure in His Love. Nang nakaraan po, pinag-usapan natin, ano yung title ng message natin last week? Surprised by Hope. So, God is a God of surprises, and He surprises with the coming of His Son. Now, pag-usapan natin our security in His love. No, sabihin natin, secure in His love. Amen. Okay, tuyo tayong lahat. Basahin po natin ang Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Okay? Sabay-sabay po natin basahin ito. Ready, go? But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will come forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His times of coming forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay tunay na pagkain ng aming mga kaluluwa at gabay sa aming landas. Dalangin namin, Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay talagang magbigay ng nourishment sa aming kaluluwa ngayong araw na ito. At higit pa doon, Lord, ay makilala ka namin at maunawaan namin kung ganong kalalim, kalawak at katayog ang pagmamahal mo sa amin. Nawa, Panginoon, ay maipagdiwang namin ang iyong pagtingin at ang iyong paglingap sa bawat isa sa amin. Purihin ka, Panginoon. Itong aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. So God wants to save the world. Do you believe that? For God so loved the world. No? Hindi niyo ba naisip at hindi ko rin ba naisip at hindi natin naisip lahat na if God wants to save the whole world, why God did not choose the wisest, the strongest, the wealthiest, the most influential people so that the evangelization of the whole world will be faster? Bakit ang hindi pinipili ng Diyos yung mga matatalino, magagaling, malalakas, mayayaman at maimpluwensya? Ang pinipili niya, mahihina, mahihirap, kapuspalad, yun ang pinipili niya. Kung tutusin, kapag mayaman ang pinili niya, mabilis ang evangelization. Kapag matalino, mabilis din. Pero why? Bakit kaya, mga kapatid? And when we look at this passage, all the more we will wonder. No, kasi ang sabi po dito, sa verse natin, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah." The smallest, the most insignificant, the most unlikely clan to be chosen, but God chose Bethlehem Ephrathah. Ito pong prophecy na ito ay ibinigay ng Panginoon kay Micah 700 years before Jesus was born. Kaya't ang kanya pong mga contemporary nung panahon na yon ay sila Isaiah, sila Amos, si Hosea. Yan po mga kumbaga kapanahunan ng panahon na ito. Ang Israel at ang Judah, both two kingdoms are still intact. During this time, kaya lang pabagsak ng pabagsak ang moralidad at paubos ng pag-asa ng bayan. No? At nangaral si Micah nung panahon ni Haring Jotham, ni Haring Ahaz, ni Haring Hezekiah. And the book of Micah is one of the 12 books of the prophets, minor prophets. Ito yung final books of the Old Testament. So, ang Assyria ay napipinto ng sumalakay sa Israel. At ang Babylonia ay napipinto na rin sumalakay sa Judah. So, nanganganib na po yung bansa sa pagsakop ng mga bansang ito. No, sabi nga po sa verse 1, if you read verse 1, no, basahin natin sabay-sabay yung verse 1, ready, go. "Now muster yourselves in troops, daughter troops. They have laid siege against us. With a rod they will strike the judge of Israel on the cheek." Doon binigay ngayon yung verse 2. No? So itong mga bansa na to pupunta ng Israel at Jerusalem at Judah. At itong mga bansa na ito, sabing ganon, they will subdue, they will siguro put Israel and Judah under siege. Papalibutan po ito. At ang sabi doon sa verse natin, they will strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. Ito po ay kapag ka po sinabi yung salitang sasapakin ka sa pisngi o sasampalin ka sa pisngi, eh malalim na ano po ito eh, pag-aglahi o panglalait. Kapag ang hari mo o sabi mo nang ang presidente ng bansa, ay sinampal mo. Eh napakatinding pangmamaliit at panghahamak ang gagawin ng dalawang bansang ito. Both Assyria and Babylon. So that's exactly what will happen to the whole Israel and Judah. Pero ang sabi sa verse 2, but, sabi nga natin, but. Pero, ang sabi nga ganun, pero. Wait lang, sabi nga ganun. Bakit? May planong Diyos. At kinausap niya, parang tao, no, yung lugar ng Bethlehem Ephrathah. No? Ang Bethlehem po ay dalawa po ang Bethlehem sa buong Israel. Isang nandun sa Zebulon sa norte at isang Bethlehem dito sa south, katabi lang po ng Juda. No? Pero napakaingat po ng prophecy na binigay nung panahon ni Micah na niliwanag na Ephrathah. Hindi po Bethlehem ng Zebulon, but Bethlehem Ephrathah, kung saan ipapanganak yung Messiah. In reference to David. Sapagkat si David po ay anak ni Jesse na isang taga-Ephrathah. Okay. So at least magkakaroon lang ng connection nito, no? So ang sabi, sa dinami-dami ng mga libu-libong mga villages in Judah, na mas maganda, mas maunlad, mas sikat at mas kilala. Pero ikaw, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, ang pinili. Out of you will come a ruler. Yun pong salitang Bethlehem ay hango sa dalawang salita. Yung isa ay Beth, ang ibig sabihin ay bahay, house. Lehem, ang ibig pong sabihin, or Lekhem, ang ibig sabihin ay bread. Kaya po ang Bethlehem ay house of bread. Okay. Ang Ephrathah naman, ang ibig sabihin ay fruitful. Sabihin nga natin fruitful. Okay. So medyo ironic lang po yung pagkakatawag sa pangalan na ito, sapagkat Bethlehem has been known to have a famine during the time of Ruth. House of bread without bread. House of bread without bread. Okay. And then, kilala din ang Ephrathah as fruitful and yet they have no fruit. Sa madaling salita, when you look at Bethlehem Ephrathah, the name itself is promising. The name is so significant. But the problem is this. They don't experience the meaning of their name. Tinagurian kang house of bread, but you don't have bread. Sinabihan ka na fruitful, and you are barren. You are fruitful, and yet, sa Bethlehem, pinatay yung mga bata. Naalala niyo yun? Niños Inocentes. Which leads us to evaluate our own lives, no? Ikaw, ano bang pangalan mo? At anong kahulugan ng pangalan mo? According to your father, according to your mother na nagbigay ng pangalan para sa'yo, anong kahulugan ng pangalan mo? Now, do you live up to your name? Think about it. Do you experience the meaning of your name? So, nung panahon na yun, Bethlehem Ephrathah, insignificant. Sa ibang salita, the least. Or the land that is unnoticed, unheard of, unseen. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, but there will be a turnaround, there will be a turning point in Bethlehem Ephrathah. At kinakausap ang Bethlehem Ephrathah as a person. For you, Bethlehem Ephrathah. Kaya nga, yung unang punto natin has something to do with a paradox. It's ironical that your name is probably joy, but you don't have joy. Your name is Irene. In Greek, the meaning of Irene is peace. But that's the last thing that you possess. Because your life, your heart is in turmoil. Your life and your experience is full of trouble and struggles. It's a paradox. is an irony. No? Ang ganda ng pangalan, pero hindi naman totoo. Anong pangalan mo? Is there truthfulness in your name? Now, you may be saying, yeah, Pastor, parang ang hindi, parang balintuwad. Parang kakatwa. Kasi ganito ang pangalan ko, pero I'm not living up to my name. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, but, pero, may magbabago. No? For you, Bethlehem, Ephrata. You may be the least. You may don't have bread. You may not be fruitful now. But I'm going to do something totally unbelievable. No, because out of you will come out, will come forth from me, a ruler. Amen ba? Okay, amen. I hope we can see that the love of God really gives us hope. No? Yung inawit natin kanina na bumaba ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon. At alam mo nang bumaba ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon, hindi lang siya bumaba sa Malacañang. Eh. Hindi siya bumaba sa Makati o sa mga exclusive na subdivisions, pero bumaba siya sa pinakamababa. Katunayan, nung unang pinanganak siya, ang kanyang mga bisita ay mga pastol. Those who were despised. And he lived a simple, ordinary life na kahit nga medyo may konting spark yung kanyang birthday dahil may konting angels, may mga wise men, pero he lived a relatively ordinary, mundane life. Simple. He lived as a carpenter. Kaya nga walang mag-akala at makaisip na siya yung tagapagligtas. Kasi nga, yung mukha ni Jesus is kagaya lang ng pangkaraniwang mga Hudyo o parang kagaya ng pangkaraniwang Pilipino na hindi siya spectacular, hindi siya impressive, hindi siya distinct. And he chose to live that way. Kaya nga sabi ng mga tao, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Kasi doon siya lumaki, sa Nazareth. Pinanganak siya sa Bethlehem, pero sa Nazareth siya lumaki. Kaya nga, sabi nung iba, paano naging tagapagligtas yan? Sa Nazareth yan nang galing. Kaya nga, maingat na maingat si Matthew tsaka si Luke para sabihin na, hindi, pinanganak si Jesus sa Bethlehem. Okay? But can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Bethlehem? Can anything good come out of Bayugo? Or Northville? Can anything good come out of that? Pero sabi ng Panginoon, yeah. Kung iniisip mo, ito yung lugar ng mga mahihirap. Can anything good come out of LGP? Sa tingin ng Panginoon, yes. Amen ba? Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Ibig sabihin, may pag-asa tayong lahat eh. Di ba? Kasi sa mundong ito, pilian ang pilian eh. Pilian ng pinakamagaling, pilian ng pinakamaganda, pilian ng pinakamatalino, pilian ng pinakamahusay. At madalas, hindi tayo napipili. Pero magandang balita, kapatid, pinili ka ng Panginoon. Amen? Pinili ka ng Panginoon kahit hindi ka pinili ng mga tao. You have been chosen. God's eyes are on you and God cares for you. But you, Bethlehem Ephrata, though you are the least, though you are the smallest, though you are the most insignificant, though you are the most unlikely person to be chosen, but you have been chosen. For you, you have been chosen. Amen? Pwede mo palapakan natin ang Panginoon dahil sa talagang minahal tayo ng Panginoon sa kabila ng pagiging ganito natin. Amen ba? Amen ba? Kapatid, tanda mo ito, minahal ka ng Panginoon, hindi dahil maganda ka. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo yan, minahal ka ng Panginoon, hindi dahil maganda ka. Ito, pangalawa, sabihin mo, gumanda ka Dahil minahal ka ng Panginoon. Amen ba? Kasi sometimes we think we are so attractive that God chose us. God loved us because we are so beautiful, we are so attractive. No. There's nothing to attract us to God. There is nothing about us that will make Him love us. Nothing. Wala tayong may pagmamalaki. Pero mula nang matagpuan tayo ng Panginoon, mula nang mahalin tayo ng Panginoon, doon lang gumanda ang buhay natin. Amen? Doon lang tayo naging attractive. That's why you are very attractive right now. Tama ba? Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you're very attractive. Because God loves you. Amen? Another round of applause to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay. So una nakita natin the paradox. And it's truth, not only to me, but to all of us. For you, Bethlehem Ephrata. For you. Okay? Now, pangalawa, sabi ng Lord, for me. It's the person, for me. Ang sabi doon, you, Bethlehem Ephrata, the least of all the clans of Judah, out of you will come forth. For me. One will come out of you. For me. Ang sabi ng Lord. No? Merong lalabas mula sa iyo para sa akin. Which refocuses the camera from you to Him. Again, yes, we are insignificant, but God chose us. Pero wag naman masyadong lumaki yung ulo natin na parang, wow, napaka mahal pala ako ni Lord. No? Na pinili niya ako. Because it did not end there. Hindi tayo pinili ng Panginoon for our sake. Pinili tayo ng Panginoon for His own sake. For Him. I chose you for myself. You know, and out of you will come out. So again, ang lente ng camera pumupunta doon sa pinaka-importanting subject, which is the one. And who is that one? The one who will be born. The one who will become the ruler. The one who will save the world. Yes, we celebrate. Kapag binabasa natin yung Luke, nakita natin si Zacharias, nakita natin si Elizabeth, kung paano nagtiwala sa Panginoon, at nothing was impossible for God. No, nagkaroon ng supling, kahit no, matanda na at barren. Si Mary, although a virgin, ay nagkaroon din ng anak. Those are miracles. No? Si Joseph, na sumuporta at naging legal father ni Jesus Christ. These are important people. Yes. But they are not the star of Christmas. Amen? Amen ba? Same as you and me. Kahit sabihin na, yeah, you Bethlehem Ephrata, pinangalanan ka pa. You Bethlehem Ephrata, di pa, proud na proud ka. Binanggit ang pangalan mo, although you're insignificant. But yes, you are insignificant. Yes, God chose you. Pero you will be an instrument so that the Messiah will be revealed, so that the world will be saved. Ikaw, oo, importante ka, but you're just a conduit. Today, we're celebrating Immaculate Conception. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng Immaculate Conception? Akala nung ibang Immaculate Conception ay si Jesus ay pinanganak ni Mary, Virgin Mary, miraculously. No, it's not. Ang ibig sabihin ng miraculous, ng Immaculate Conception sa mga Katoliko ay si Mary pinanganak ng walang kasalanan. It was Mary's story na she was conceived without sin. Dahil hindi daw pwede na ipanganak yung tagapagligtas kung ang nanay niya ay makasalanan. So dapat yung nanay walang kasalanan. Sinless Mary. Now, is that what the Bible teaches? Is Mary sinless? Look at the Magnificat. Even the Catholic Bible has that Magnificat. Anong sabi ni Mary doon sa kanyang awit? My soul exalts with the Lord my God. Why? Because He is my Savior. So anong ibig sabihin nun? Kinikilala niya na ang Diyos ay tagapagligtas niya. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin, kailangan niya ring maligtas. Ibig sabihin nun, makasalanan din siya. Ibig sabihin nun, hindi rin siya karapat-dapat. No? We respect Mary. We adore Mary. No? We put high regard kay Mary kasi she's blessed amongst women. No? Diba? Bukod siyang pinagpala sa babaeng lahat. No? Sa dinami-dami ng mga babae, talagang pinagpala si Mary. No? Blessed amongst women, the most blessed amongst women. Pero habang nangangaral si Jesus sa Nazareth, mayroong isang biglang lalaking sumigaw, hangang-hanga sa kanya. Sabi niya, napakapalad naman ng nanay na nagdalang tao sa iyo. Di ba, yun ang sabi? Dahil na mesmerize yung mga tao sa kanya, biglang may sumigaw, ang galing naman ng nanay mo! Napakapalad ng nanay mo na nagdalang tao sa iyo, nag-alaga sa iyo, napakapalad niya. Anong sabi ni Jesus? Mas mapalad yung tao na nakikinig ng salita ng Diyos at tinutupad yun. Yan ang statement ni Jesus. So kung sinusunod mong salita ng Panginoon, kung nakikinig ka sa salita ng Panginoon, kung tutuusin ha, technically, you're more blessed than Mary. Mas mapalad coming from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Amen. So just to set the record straight, no? We are not actually celebrating Immaculate Conception. We are celebrating Mary, but being immaculately conceived and sinless, no, we're not celebrating that. Because Mary is a sinner who needed a Savior. Amen po ba? Klaro po ba yun, mga kapatid? Amen. So sabi po doon, out of you, Bethlehem Ephratah, out of you will come forth, lalabas from you, no, a ruler. A ruler, and not only a ruler, okay? But someone who will shepherd his people. Anong sabi sa verse 4? Basahin natin ng verse 4, sabay-sabay. Ready, go. In the majestic name of the Lord is God, they will live securely, for then His greatness will extend to the ends of the earth. He will be their peace. So this refers to Jesus Christ. 700 years bago ipanganak si Jesus Christ. No? Ang ruler na ito ay magiging kasing kalibre ni David dahil si David ay pinanganak din sa Ephratah, Bethlehem. At si David ay kilala ring shepherd. So ang katangian nitong ipapanganak, he's both a king, a ruler, and a shepherd. He will stand as a king in the nobility of the king, in the majesty of the king, but he will care as a shepherd. He will shepherd them in the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord, His God. So kita natin dito yung prophecy about Jesus Christ and what He will do. At nakita natin dito na He is the ruler, He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Pero ang puso niya kakaiba, His heart is filled with compassion, filled with care. No? Filled with, unlike the kings that they saw during their time, the kings of Assyria, the kings of Babylonia, and even the current king ng Israel at ng Judah, this coming king will be totally different. Kasi ang hari na ito, he has the majesty of a true king, but he has the heart of David, caring and shepherding the flock. At kung makikita natin, only Jesus invited the people, lahat kayo mga napapagal, di ba? Kayo lumapit sa akin at kayo aking papagpapahingahin. Pasanin ninyo aking pamatok dahil magaang ito. At kayo'y aking tutulungan. Yan ang puso ng isang pastol. Okay. Sabi nga kapag ka daw may mga nanganganak na mga tupa, na inahing tupa, may mga pagkakataon yung inahing tupa tinutuyo. Na meron siyang anak, ayaw niya sa anak niya, sisipain niya. Ang tawag doon sa mga anak na yon na natupa, no, ay anak ng tupa. Ang tawag doon, bummer lambs. Bummer lambs, no? Ang ibig sabihin noon, mga tinanggihan, mga nireject ng nanay. Na minsan kahit na ang gawin ng pastol, no? Ang gawin ng pastol ay ilapit pa rin at ilapit at idikit doon sa nanay. Ay, ang gagawin ng nanay, talagang tatadyakan yung kanyang anak kasi ayaw niya nang makita. At kapag ka daw naranasan ng isang maliit o batang tupa, kordero, yung ganong karanasan sa kanyang sariling ina, nireject siya ng sarili niyang nanay, kapag ka daw yan naglalakad, nakalaglag yung ulo. Alam mo yun, parang depressed ganun. Parang walang kagana-gana sa buhay. Kasi nga, nireject siya ng sarili niyang nanay. At may mga tupa na ganyan na nireject ng sariling nanay na nawala na ng ganang mabuhay. Hindi na kumakain. Wala nang sigla. Bagsak ang balikat, bagsak ang ulo, namamatay. Ang isang mapagmahal na pastol ang gagawin niya, kukuhanin niya yung tupa na yan, bummer lamb. At ang gagawin niya, dadalhin niya sa sarili niyang bahay at doon niya aalagaan. Pag matutulog siya, katabi niya. Papakainin niya. Paiinumin niya. Paliliguan niya. Para talagang pet. No? Hindi dahil special itong tupa na ito, kundi dahil kailangan niya ng kalinga. Kapag itong batang tupa na ito nakarecover na, alam mo, kapag tumawag yung pastol, tinawag yung mga tupa, no? Alam mo kung sino unang lalapit? Itong reject. Itong tinanggihan. Itong iniwan ng nanay. Itong pinabayaan ng nanay. Ito yung unang lalapit dun sa pastol. Sapagkat ang ating Panginoong Yesus, no, na siyang tunay na pastol, ay nangangalag at nagmamahal sa atin. Amen po ba? Pwede pong palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoong Yesus. We all need that. Kaya one thing that we want to cultivate here in Crossworld is the shepherding spirit, the shepherding heart, no, caring. No, we cannot care for every one of you. No, ako po, I cannot care for every one of you. I cannot do that. I can only care for some. May mga mangilan-ngilan lang ako na pwedeng paglaanan ng panahon. Pero nakakatuwa po dito sa Crossworld dahil nga meron tayong kultura ng pag-aalaga. Ito naman mga inaalagaan ko, inaalagaan ni Pastora Citas sa mga ilang tao lang. Sila naman ang nag-aalaga doon sa iba. No? Kaya meron po tayong klase ng relationship na like we are being shepherded and then we're shepherding others. And then yung shepherd na inaalagaan namin, mga tupa, they begin to care for others. And then kaya lahat tayo, somehow, no, hindi man lahat, but majority of us are being taken care of. Kasi pinakamahirap po sa lahat yung lumaki ka na wala kang pastol eh. Yung walang nag-aalaga sa'yo, yung walang nag-aasikaso sa'yo. Sa dinami-dami ng problemang nakita ni Jesus, nakita niya yung crowd, daming tao, di ba? Jesus had compassion on these people. Why? Bakit nahabag si Jesus sa mga tao? Dahil ba sila mahirap? No. Bakit nagdalang habag si Jesus sa dami-dami ng mga tao? Sabi niya, naawa siya sa mga tao. Dahil ba sila ay may sakit? Hindi. Bakit nahabag si Jesus? Ito lang sabi niya, para silang mga tupang walang pastol. Kapag wala kang nagpapastol sa'yo, kawawa ka. Siguro, natanong, eh, pastol, sino naman na magpapastol sa akin? And you have to make yourself available. You have to seek. You have to find someone. No? We are offering here live groups so that there will be caring and shepherding inside the live group. And in that live group, merong pastol. May mga under-shepherds caring for the flock. Kaya sana maging bahagi kayo ng live group. That's the way that we care for people here. Kaya sa totoo, hindi lahat naaalagaan namin. Pero alam namin, may nag-aalaga sa sino man. Because that's the spirit of, you know, the spirit of Jesus, our shepherd. Kaya kung walang nag-aalaga sa'yo, matagal ka na sa cross world, no, eh tanungin mo rin ang iyong sarili. Baka kailangan mong mag-initiate na kausapin ako, na pastor, sino bang pwedeng mag-alaga sa akin? Then, we can get you a life group. We can put you in a life group so that someone will care for you. Pero pinakamahirap dito, kay kapag sinabi mo, hindi ko naman feel, hindi ko naman kailangan. No? Sabi nga sa Lausanne movement, nitong nahuling Lausanne sa South Korea, ang greatest challenge daw sa Great Commission at maging sa unity of the body of Christ, hindi po yung salitang I don't like you. I don't like you. May ayoko magpa-mentor sa iyo kasi I don't like you. Hindi daw yun ang problema eh. Ang malaking problema ito, I don't need you. Hindi kita kailangan. I can survive on my own. I can live my own life. I can figure it out by my own. No? Si Lord ang aking pastol. I don't need anyone. Si Jesus ang nag-aalaga sa akin. Ang Holy Spirit ang aking Apostle Paul. So I don't need anyone. Kasi I go direct to God. Kay Jesus ako, diretso ako kay Jesus. So hindi ako accountable with anyone. That's a dangerous path, kapatid. Mapanganib yung tinatahak mong landas kung kinikilala mo na parang wala kang pangangailangan. Because we all need to be accountable. We know we all need someone to guide us, to coach us. Even as I am, 60 years old na po ako. Even I, in my age, I recognize my need for a mentor. My need for someone to coach me, to guide me. Because that's basic. Kaya nung pinangako dito sa Micah chapter 5 verse 2, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, though you're the least among the clans of Judah, but out of you one will come forth for me," ang sabi ng Panginoon, "to be ruler and to be shepherd." So I pray that we will appreciate that. No? Atin na pong samantalahin ang pagkakataon na we are developing this culture of shepherding, no, in this church, so that you be a part of it. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? So that together we will grow. Together we will mature. Kasi, alam nyo, ang authenticity and accountability can only happen in a small group. Yung kagaya nito na maramihan tayo, mahirap pong mag-practice ng authenticity and ng accountability kapag ganito kalaki. Wala naman kayo nakakausap na iba. Wala naman nangungumusta sa inyo kung ganito tayo lagi, every Sunday. Tapos once a week lang tayo magkikita-kita. Kung ganito lang, walang mangyayari. Hindi talaga magbabago ang buhay natin. Pero kung tayo kabilang sa isang small group, no? At meron tayong community na maliit lang na community, then we can practice authenticity. Anong ibig sabihin ng authenticity? Yung pagiging totoo. We're not after perfection. We're after honesty and transparency and vulnerability. Yung meron kang safe place that you can open up, a safe place where people can rally behind you. Pwede kang magsalita at alam mong hindi ka huhusgahan. Pwede kang mag-open up at alam mong hindi ka itchismis. Kasi alam mo, may mga kabrad ka, okay? May mga kasis ka na alam mo na, wow. Kaya ang ganda ng Women's Breakthrough, di ba? Amen ba? Sinong napagpala ng Women's Breakthrough? Hallelujah, grabe. Kasi we want to cultivate brokenness. Tama na yung pretension, tama na yung Pagpapakitang gilas, panahon na para umamin na tayo. Amen ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, umamin ka na, Maris. Ay, sorry. Hindi lang si Maris, pati si Tonyong. Dapat dalawa yun eh. Hindi lang isang nagkasala dyan. No? Mahalaga yun, kapatid. Ano? Amen ba? Authenticity. Yun po, authentic. Kaya nga next year, itong battle cry natin, eh, authentic discipleship and intentional disciple making, a certain kind. We want to have that kind of disciples na authentic. And then accountable. No? Big word yan. Big word. Accountable. No? I take accountability over this. But accountability cannot be published or post sa social media. Accountability can only happen in a small group. Kasi ang ibig sabihin nun, pinapahintulutan mo yung isang taong mangusap sa iyo. Pinapahintulutan mo yung isang tao na ituwid ka kung meron kang mga maling attitude o mga mali kang pananaw o mali kang gawi. Pinapahintulutan mo ang tao na ayusin ang buhay mo. That's accountability. Mahirap gawin to pagka Sunday. Kaya nga we encourage you to be a part of a life group. A small group. A community. Where first you can be yourself and then you can be the best version of who you are. Kasi doon merong discipleship. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Amen. Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. So nakita natin dito the paradox. Insignificant though you are, but you have been chosen. But you're not the end. You're not the end. Ah? And you're not the star. It's Jesus. Because sabi ng Panginoon, for me, no, the person, the ruler, the shepherd, the highlight is Jesus Christ. He should be. Tayong lahat, mga ano lang tayo, mga abay. Pag binabasa natin ang Bible, pag binabasa natin ang Christmas story, it's not about us. Amen. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, it's not about you. It's not about me. But it's all about Jesus. Amen. Okay, now, panghuli natin. Dito sa verse na ito, makikita natin, not only for you, pasabi ng Lord, for me, but for others. For others. No? For them. For them. Basahin natin. Uli, sabi dito, verse 4, He will stand and shepherd them in the strength of the Lord. Sino yung them? Sino yung them na yan? In the majestic name of the Lord his God, they will live securely, for then his greatness will extend to the ends of the earth. He will be their peace. So, may object pala ang pagmamahal ng Panginoon. No? And yeah, it's partly you, but in the end, it's them. So to complete the whole story, you have been chosen, yes, for him, so that his name will be magnified. And when he is lifted up, people will come and they will be saved. And they will live securely. So hindi lang ikaw magiging secure sa love ni God. Others will also live in security. They will also enjoy the love of God. Kaya sabi, you Bethlehem Ephrata, wag mo mamaliitin ang sarili mo. Bethlehem Ephrata, wag mong iisipin na pinabayaan ka, mahal ka ni Lord. Okay? Pero ang bida hindi ikaw, ha? Si Lord pa rin. Pero kaya ka hinango ng Panginoon sa iyong kaliitan. Kaya kanya pinili mula sa kawalan. Ay sapagkat meron kang misyon, meron kang purpose. Meron kang purpose. At anong purpose mo? No? Magamit ka ng Diyos. Next slide. Ang sabi dito sa next slide, shall we read this verse? Next slide. Okay? Verse 7. Ready? Go. Then, the remnant left in Israel will take their place among the nations. They will be like dew sent by the Lord or like rain falling on the grass, which no one can hold back and no one can restrain. Sabi din, because of you, Bethlehem Ephrata, lalabas yung ruler, yung shepherd, yung king, Jesus Christ. At dahil doon, yung buong Israel,
ay kahit kumalat sila, no? Sabi doon, they will like be like Jew sent by the Lord. Kasi immediately after this prophecy, talaga they will be scattered eh. Literally scattered sa Assyria, sa Babylonia. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, I have my plans and I have an intention to scatter them so that they will be like a Jew. They will be like Jew sent by the Lord, no? Or the rain falling on the grass. Ibig sabihin, they will be a blessing to the nations of the world. So don't just think local. Don't just think personal. Think global. Think beyond yourself. No? Na ang pangako ng Panginoon ay hindi lang para sa atin, but the whole earth will know His true greatness. Ang sabi doon, they will remain. They will remain. They will live securely. Sa NIV, the people will live undisturbed. In NLT, they shall dwell secure. In ESV, they shall abide. In New King James Version, and they will live in safety. No? They will be secure. And they will be a blessing to the nations of the world. Amen? Kaya ang pag-ibig ay magiging natural sa atin. Bakit? Bakit magiging natural sa atin? Sapagkat una tayong minahal ng Panginoon. Amen? We love because He first loved us. Likas sa atin ang pagmamahal dahil una na niya tayong minahal. Hindi tayo marunong magmahal eh. Pero dahil una tayong minahal ng Panginoon, so ibig sabihin noon, natututo na tayong magmahal. Now, Micah chapter 5:2 is the prophecy about the coming Messiah. But if you wanna ask, anong center verse ng Micah, it is found in chapter 6, verse 8. Ano yung pinaka heart and soul ng Micah? Ito yon. Anong inaasahan ng Panginoon sa atin? Now that you have been chosen, now that God has elevated you, God has promoted you, and He will use you. And what does God expect of you? Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready? Sa verse, chapter 6, verse 8. Nandyan ba yan? Wala? Wala. Walang verse. Okay. Buksan nyo yung Bible nyo, mga kapatid. And find it. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. Anong sabi sa chapter 6, verse 8? Lahat naman may mga Bible, physical Bible. Can we read it all together? Ready, go? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Okay, this is the heart and soul of Micah. Ano daw ang inaasahan ng Panginoon sa atin? In verse 7, ang sabi ng Panginoon, matutuwa ba ang Panginoon sa mga offering ninyo, sa mga worship services ninyo? Matutuwa ba ang Panginoon sa inyong mga burnt offerings and all your sacrifices, all your concerts and all your activities and rituals? No. Saka pumasok yung tanong, can you go to verse 7? Balik lang na isang verse, no? Para makita natin yung context. Sabi dito, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Will God be pleased with our tithes and offering and all good works that we do? Ito sabi ng Panginoon sa verse 8. Ano yung sabi sa verse 8? Ready? Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. So God wants us to do justice. Yes, we love people, but there has to be fairness, and it has to be just. Hindi pwedeng may tinotolerate sa madaling salita. There has to be justice. But also to love kindness. You know, interesting itong salitang love kindness. Kasi double word ito eh. Yung unang word na love ay ahava. Ahava. Ang ibig sabihin ng ahava is love. Ahava. Yung kindness is chesed. Translated as mercy. Translated as loving kindness. Translated as kindness. Pero literally, ang ibig sabihin nito is to love, love. Dalawang word for love. Love, love. No? Ibig sabihin, emphasizing, you know, the heart of God na not only for us to love Him and to love ourselves, but also to love others. Extend mercy. Act with kindness. And then to walk humbly with our God. Diba ito rin ang sinabi ng Panginoon, how will the world know that you are my disciples? If you have love. If you have genuine love and concern for people, then and only then, the world will declare, yeah, totoo nga, disciple nga ni Jesus Christ. So, ang marka ng pagiging disciple, hindi yung meron kang kwintas na krus, o meron kang pin na cross sa collar mo, o kaya nagsusuot ka ng t-shirt na, no, God is faithful, or I am a Christian, or maglagay ka ng bumper sticker na fish. Hindi yan ang palatandaan na tayo mga Christians. O yung magdala ka ng Bible, hindi rin ang palatandaan na pagiging Kristiyano. Ang tunay na palatandaan na pagiging Kristiyano is how you care for others and how you love others, how you forgive, how you understand. No? And I pray that this Christmas, aside from your thinking of the gifts that you want to buy for people, malapit na ang 12-12. So instead of, you know, thinking, ano bang iriregalo ko? No. Why don't you give gifts na hindi nabibili? Gifts that cannot be bought. Gifts that cannot be purchased. Wala sa SM. Wala sa Shopee. Wala nito sa Lazada. And that gift is your time. That gift is your forgiveness. Maybe you have to forgive someone. Maybe it's not for you to forgive someone. Maybe you yourself owe an apology. You need to apologize. To ask for forgiveness. That's the best gift that you could ever give. Your attention, priceless yan. The time that you spend with your children, with your friends, precious yan. Kaya tingnan natin yung mga bagay na hindi nabibili. Amen ba? Amen? Bakit natin tayo nagtitipid? Para makapag-support tayo sa Bags of Joy. No, yung ibibili mo sa Lazada, sa Shopee, isupport mo sa Bags of Joy so that you can actually visit homes around the church, no, yung mga mahihirap na mga tao, so we can express the love of God to them through our gifts. Amen? Amen ba? Amen. So purihin ang Panginoon. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon sa lahat ng ito. Amen and amen. Nung pong mayroong isang news reporter na nandun sa Tokyo, Japan, at tinanong po yung randomly mga tao, no, what is the meaning of Christmas? What is the meaning of Christmas? Yeah. What is Christmas? Sabi nung isang Japanese, Christmas. Christmas. Is that the day that Jesus died? Isipin mo mga Hapon, no? Hindi nila alam kung anong Christmas. Pero come to think of it, oo nga. Yeah. The reason why Jesus was born was to die. To give Himself for us, for you and me. Kaya for God so loved the world. Eh. Yung unang apat na salita na ito, o lima, for God so loved the world, anim na salita, for God so loved the world, wala ka dun eh. It's God and the world. Nasaan tayo sa John 3:16? Whosoever tayo eh. Pero kita mo, ang bida dito ang Diyos eh. Ang mahal niya ang mundo eh. Tayo, incidental lang tayo eh. No? Why? Because out of His love for the world, He sent His own Son to die on the cross so that people will not perish. They will not perish so that they will have eternal life. You and I included. Amen? So ngayong Pasko, mga kapatid, the best gift that you can actually give is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ telling the world, mahal ka ng Panginoon, namatay siya dun sa krus ng Kalbaryo, binayaran ang iyong pagkakasala. Wala tayong pambayad, may ibang dagbayad para tayo makapasok sa kanyang kaharian. Yan ang pinakamagandang balita sa lahat. Amen? Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah.